Higher rice yields allowed farmers to turn more land to other uses, fruit, vegetables, fish ponds, so that people not only ate more, but ate well. And this message was for the world as well as China. Once his rice grew well, he sent seeds to the International Rice Research Institute in the Philippines. Then he travelled widely, all across Asia and to Africa and America, as well as inviting foreign students to the Hunan Hybrid Rice Research Center in Changsha to instruct them. A fifth of all rice grown globally now comes from hybrids that were his. For this, he won the Medal of the Republic, China's highest, and the World Food Prize. An asteroid was named after him. There was talk of the Nobel, too. All that seemed just smoke to him. Though he was rich from his shares in a seed company that used his name, he looked like a peasant, wiry as a twig, with his face leathered by sun and his big hands rough from playing in the mud all day. He was far happier in his short-sleeved work shirts, out in his rice, or stripped off swimming in any wild river he could find, than in a tang suit in some conference hall. At social gatherings, he would offer round the first cigarettes and the nimblest jokes. When he lost at Mahjong, no one was more delighted to pay the penalty of creeping through under the table. Why he had become an agronomist was tricky to explain. His mother, whom he adored, did not want him to do it. He was a city boy anyway, born in Beijing, though he enjoyed the countryside and the thought of growing luscious things, like the grapes Charlie Chaplin could pick at his kitchen door in modern times. As he made his way to the Anjiang Agricultural School, in a charcoal-fueled bus struggling through the mountains, he had doubts himself. What settled his vocation was famine.